Perk Aleph, Seif Samach Aleph. Learning about Dava Gush, a solid. A solid, we learned that some people say it's got in Keli Rishon, even if it is not inside the Keli Rishon, because it's a solid, it doesn't come cold from the sides, from the Kli. Some people say, if you've got a dava gush inside your plate, on your plate, it has a problem if it touches some other food which is not cooked, because Dava Gush has got in Keli Rishon. If it touches other food which hasn't been cooked, then you're going to go and cook them. You're going to go, maybe it's called afia, tzlia, maybe it's called roasting. Akoponim, if you are cooking something which is next to it. You're baking or cooking something which is next to it. So you shouldn't put next to a Dava Gush something which has not been cooked. Therefore, some people say one should not have on a plate which has got kugel next to the kugel a pickled cucumber. Because a pickled cucumber is something which has not been cooked. It has been only pickled, not cooked. It's not considered as it is cooked like it's, a kugel is cooked. Therefore, if it touches the melafa funka, the kugel will go and make it baked or roast it. Therefore, you've got a problem. Therefore, a lot of poskim say one should be careful not to put together the melafon chomot, the pickled cucumber, to touch the kugel. V'chein shloyiga mina yerokas bilti mevusholim b'chamim amunochim b'keli sheni. If you've got cholent and you've got also vegetables which are not cooked, they shouldn't touch the cholent, because the cholent will go and make it cooked, even if it isn't a Keli Sheni, because it's a Dava Gush. The Yeshe Tiu Zer Ehar, some people say, Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to say it is okay. Why he says it is okay? Because it's a Dava She'einoi Miskaven. He says, Sikresha D'lenichalei, something which is, you don't want it, and it doesn't help the vegetables to cook. It's Adraba, it goes and makes it worse. It doesn't make it better, it makes it worse. And it's klachayad, maybe it's b'shinui. Shlomo Zalman says, because of these reasonings, therefore, you're allowed to do it. But a lot of other poskim say, you should be careful not to put together things which haven't been cooked to a dava gush. Sif tamach beis. Yesh yetiu litn dava lach sheis fashal v'itzpanen agabe dava gush. Hamunach bekeli sheni. Re'ara. Dava lach shen itzpanen. We got liquids which were hot and now they are cold. We said before that we take on that you're not allowed to cook such a thing. Such a thing is considered as if it wasn't cooked, and therefore a person puts the next something which is cooked, you are cooking again. Therefore, if you've got a dava gush, you want to put next to something which has been cooked, or liquid which has been cooked and is now cold, not hot anymore. Some people say it's no problem. Why? Because the lachshen and stanin is only a chumrah. We take on strictly, we would allow it. We take it on as a chumrah, that it's take on the stringent. And also, this different dava gush is not so straightforward that we take it on. So you've got two halachas which are not so straightforward, you can take on the lenience. That's what the Igros Moshe says. Some people want to say, you should still be machmir. Mikol makom ein nitl dava gush mikeli rishon ulanicha agar roitav hamunach bekeli sheni. If you've got water inside a keli sheni, one should not, even if it's water which has been cooked and now it came cold, one should not put the dava gush on it. Why? Because man, the dava gush has not rested in the plate, it doesn't have a name from a keli sheni. It's not called a Keli Sheni. It's considered still a Keli Rishon. When is the Shaila from Dava Gush? only after it has rested in the kli. After it's rested in the kli, it's got din from keli sheni. As afterwards, you got the machlokes, whether it's got din keli sheni or keli rishon. But before it rested in the kli, it got din according to everybody keli rishon. Therefore, if you're putting davar gosh onto water, which is inside a plate or something, if the plate has, if the water, even if it's been cooked, it's got a problem from davar gosh. From davar gosh, which is not even worse than davar gosh, got a problem from keli rishon. So a davar gosh, a challenge you shouldn't put on a plate which has got water, even if the water was wrong. You shouldn't put it down on the water which was wrong cooked, because it's got din from keli rishon still. Seif samach gimel chashash is zeh shel davar gosh. Nama beni mumunach bekeli sheni, beni mumunach keli shlishi. Davar gosh makes no difference if it's a keli sheni or keli shlishi, because davar gosh it doesn't connect with the kli altogether. It, when we consider it cooks like a keli rishon, because it has no connection with the kli. Therefore, a davar gosh which is in a keli shlishi has got the same thing as a davar gosh which is in a keli rishon or a keli sheni. There's no difference between keli sheni and keli shlishi l'gabei davar gosh. If a person wants to be machmir but davar gosh, like we take on the chatchila to be machmir davar gosh, he should be machmir also in a keli shlishi.